We're in our new series, title nito, Live Free. Okay? Hindi, Live Free. Okay? Sabi niya siguro iba, eh, di marunong magbasa. Pogi sana. Ah! Okay. So, Live Free. Okay? In Live Free, we're gonna talk about this for 3 weeks. What we want to do is that we better understand the freedom God or Jesus Himself has won for us, and that we might go on through our lives understanding and experiencing the freedom that He has won for us, and that we would get to appreciate God more, know Him more, and we get to know more about Him and we worship Him. So this is an exciting series para sa ating lahat. We get to talk about more about what Christ has done for us at kung ano yung buhay natin bilang mga people of God as living free. Alright, tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Mukha bang free yan? Mukhang free, oo. Fini-free ako niyan mamaya, libre ako niyan. Okay, free, yes. You, sir! Okay, so thank you for that. Right now, before we start the word, I want everyone to be involved in here. So kuha kang partner, kuha kang partner. Come on, partner, partner, okay. Partner, yan, okay. So I hope lahat may partner, kasi dapat may kausap ka din. Share a one time, okay. Since we're talking about being free, share an experience when you felt free. Share just one experience of your life na natatandaan mo, parang naramdaman mo, grabe, malaya na ako. Ang laya-laya ako na, okay? Gusto ko ng volunteer. Iba-volunteer mo yung katabi mo. Sige. Ano name mo?
Toby.
Toby, okay. Yes. Yung katabi mo?
Si John Rue.
John Rue, okay. Anong school nyo?
TIP.
TIP, wow. Sino taga TIP? Yan. Ayos. Oh, sige, anong sabi ni John Rue?
Naka-move on na daw siya.
Yan naman! So, free ka na, John Rue. Feeling mo free ka na? Naka-move on ka na. Ayos, ayos, di ba? Sige, sige. Meron pa. Meron pa. Oh, sige. Ayan. Ano name mo?
Joanna po.
Joanna po. Okay. Ay, ano yung name nung kasama mo?
Emily po.
Eh, magkapatid! Okay. Okay. Saan school kayo, Joanna?
Olops!
Olops! Sino taga Olops? Okay, yun, no? Olops! Okay. Sige. Okay,
ano daw po? Nung nakipag-break daw po siya, naramdaman niya yung freedom.
Yun! Gabi, parang si kuya lang, no? Ayos, ayos. Sige, sige. Thank you, Gerald. Oh, thank you sa mga nag-share. Ganun ba yung iba? Okay. Yung shinare nila, nung nakipag-break, nung naka-move on. Kasi, alam mo, nasasakal na ako, eh. Diba? Ganun ba? May ganun ba? May ganun? O, sila lang. Perfect kayo eh. Sige, okay. Pero you know what? As we've been talking about this, or we've been talking to other people about sharing our lives na ganito yung freedom para sa, ito yung free, yung na-feel ko free ako nung naka-move on ako, di ba? Di ba? O kaya nung nakipag-break ako, di ba? And, ayun ba yung talagang freedom? Yung masasabi natin na parang grabe, okay na yung buhay ko pag wala siya. Di ba? I'm free, di ba? Ganun-ganun ka pa. Okay, saan ka nag-alakad? Ganun din. Okay, parang kang ano. And for us, for others, probably, sa kanila, yung free sa kanila, sino dito na feeling mo free-free ka nung graduate ka from high school, tapos college ka na. Diba? Free-free ka na, no? Parang, malapit yung school ko sa mall, okay? Makakapag-mall ako, di ko pag kailangan magpaalam kay mami, diba? At kay daddy. Diba? Sino dito free-free pag walang curfew? Diba? Sarap, no? Walang curfew, no? Sige, magpaumaga ka na. Gusto mo, wag ka na umuwi, eh. Free ka, di ba? For us, ganun yung iniisip nating freedom. But is that truly the freedom that we need, di ba? Na parang alam natin masaya na ako, di ba? Pagka nakakapunta akong mall after school, some naman dito, di ba? Ayaw na nila ng college. Kung akala nyo mga high school, free na kayo pag college. Okay? May thesis kaya, okay? So, yung mga college students, pakiramdam nila, they're not free because they're enslaved by the thesis, di ba? Yung tipong, yung mga kagrupo ko, ang sasama ng ugali, di tumutulong, ako lang lahat. Ayoko na, gusto ko nang makawala dito sa thesis na to. Gusto ko nang makawala sa school na to. Tapos, graduate ka, nagtrabaho ka na. Sino mga nagtatrabaho dito? Young professional, dali o. Oh. Diba? Sino sa inyo, feeling nyo free na kayo sa school, di ba? Di ba? Tapos, feeling enslaved na ngayon sa trabaho, di ba? 7 to 5 ka, di ba? Tapos, traffic pa. Pag uwi mo, sige, free ka na matulog. But to many of us, what does it take for us to feel free? And why do we want to be free? Para masaya, tama ba? And for my case, I had a time in my life na pakiramdam ko, free-free ako. Kasi I lived one time for at least 1 year or less than 1 year sa Metroville. Sino taga Metroville? May taga Metroville ba dito? I felt free. I was living alone there and nagbo-board ako. And I felt free kasi hindi ko na kailangan magpaalam pag aalis ako. Sino gusto ganun minsan? Feeling mo free ka, di ba? Di mo kailangan magpaalam. Diba? Pag aalis ako, hindi na ako nagpapaalam sa nanay ko, sa rep lang, di ba? Alis ako. Okay. Sa aircon ko, saka sa ano ko, king size bed. Wow, yaman. No? Banig lang pala. Okay. Hindi ako nagpapaalam. I felt free because I could go out whenever I want, and also I could come home whenever I want as well because I have my own key and that's my freedom kasi I can do whatever I want because I live alone in my house. And then by that time, I was thinking, ito nga ba talaga yung freedom? We have many things or experiences that we have shared a while ago as if ito na yung freedom para sa atin. Yung ang sarap mabuhay, walang pumipigil, di ba? Walang makakapigil sa akin. Okay? Ganun tayo. Probably yun yung mga pakiramdam natin, free tayo pag walang pumipigil sa atin, pag kaya nating gawin lahat ng gusto natin. That's freedom for me. To many of us or to some of us here, probably that's our thinking. But you know what? That's the wrong kind of mindset when it comes to freedom. We all have a sense of wanting to be free, wanting not to be restrained in what we do or what we can do or what we want to do. Why is that? Because we want to be happy. But by having this in your life and being happy, is that the kind of freedom that takes so that you will have a successful, a meaningful life? Is this the kind of freedom that you want? We all want to be free, but why do you want to be free? Why do we need to be free? And why do we want to be free? But let me tell you, are we imprisoned of something? Am I imprisoned of something or am I imprisoned? Mismong ako, diba? How am I imprisoned? Why do I need to be set free? How can I live a life that's free? What imprisons me? And can you truly say right here when I ask you, pakiramdam mo ba malaya ka sa buhay mo? Let's look into the Bible and let's see what God has to show and what God has for us as His Word para maintindihan natin, ano ba talaga yung pagiging malaya? How could we live free? Just as our title series says. In Romans chapter 6, we go there, verses 8 to 11. Babasahin natin to. And then we go to look at what does it take for me to be free and how can I live a life that's free? Na parang inaasam-asam ko. Is the kind of freedom I'm thinking right now the real freedom that I need, that I want to have? Sabi dito, now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with Him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over Him. For the death he died to sin once for all. Sabihin nyo, once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider, say consider, yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Let's all bow down and let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for your word. Thank you that as we go through your word and read this and examine this, Lord, we pray that we would get to know what it takes and what really is the true freedom that you have won for us. Lord, we pray that as we continue on listening and hearing from your word, open our hearts and minds so that we may receive from you and know the truth of being free when our lives are in you. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. So right now, let me just give you a short background kung bakit sinulat ni Apostle Paul to. Apostle Paul wrote Romans, and in this, the very theme of the book of Romans is that it's discussing God's power through the gospel. And how are these people from Rome, the believers from Rome, could embrace the gospel? How could they live their lives free because of the gospel? And by that, it's throughout the whole book, okay, or yung buong letter ni Paul of Romans, what he is trying to say is that God's righteousness can be our own possession. God's righteousness could be our freedom in our lives. And how is that? So we go through what we call the word freedom, okay? So if we will define freedom, when I researched it in Google, iba goggles, okay? What is freedom? Sabi doon, what I yung pinili ko, okay, madami dun eh, pero this is one, it's the state of not being imprisoned or enslaved. That's freedom. Ibig sabihin, walang nag-hinder sa'yo. Okay? And that's the meaning of freedom, one meaning, but where are we slaves to? What are we slaves to? And ano ba yung kailangan nating malaman, the truth behind this, by looking at the Bible, that what are we slaves to then? Sabi dito, what then? Are we Jews any better off? No, not at all, for we have already charged that all, both Jews and Greeks, are under sin. As it is written, none is righteous. No, not one. What Paul is saying here in this chapter 3, a quick background na lahat pala tayo, okay, Jews and Greeks, ibig sabihin lahat ng lahi, and even he was saying, kung Jew ka ba, katulad nila, because as Jews, they were the chosen race of God, but right now, when Jesus Christ died for us, tinatanong dito, lahat ba ng lahi, okay, are we exempted kaming mga Jews from being righteous before God? Sabi niya, hindi. Kasi lahat tayo bilang tao, walang righteous before God. Why is that? Because of this. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Do you agree that all man sin? Sino dito walang sala? Diba? Papako namin, okay? All of us sinned. And by that, it means there is a problem. Where are we slaves to? We're slaves to sin. We have this kind of problem that we are alive to sin and dead to God. Because we all have sinned, this is now our status, our identity, being human beings, sinful human beings, that from time to time and for different reasons and different situations, we sin against God and we have inherited sin in our lives as well. By that, we are living for sin instead. If you remember a while ago, as we have read, diba, nuna, sabi doon, we are dead to sin and alive to God. But the case before that is this, we are alive in sinning. We are alive and yet we are dead to God. Anong ibig sabihin nun? Saan nagsimula yun? Nagsimula yun na parang ganito. In our hearts, we are all sinful and it was inherited to us. Okay? Let me share you an example. Nakakita na kayo ng apple na may worm? Galing sa loob, di ba? Okay, pagkagat mo, no? May worm. Okay, so for many of us, nakakita na siguro tayo ng ganito. Biglang may worm, okay, pagkagat natin. And then, iisipin natin, paano napunta sa loob yon? Tama? Naisip nyo na ba yon? Paano napunta sa loob tong worm? Wow, okay. So, titignan natin. Kung isipin natin, ang unang isipin natin, tama, galing yan sa labas, pumasok lang yan, di ba? And probably ganun yung isipin natin, no? Pumasok lang yan sa loob. But you know what? It's not the case. Scientists has proven, okay, na pag-aralan nila, na ang kaya na nagkakaroon ng worm galing sa loob ng apple is that an apple blossom, yung bulaklak pa lang, an insect would actually lay eggs on that part. And then when it finally grew and nag-form na into apple, and right now, nandun siya sa loob, mag-hatch siya, it actually is not a worm. Probably it's a caterpillar, mga ganun. And it will come right out from the inside of the apple. What that does to an apple is this. Nabubulok yung loob. Nabubulok yung loob. Sira na yung apple. Sino nakakita ng ganyan? Okay. O sino na nakakain ng ganyang apple? Okay. Kadiri ka. Okay? Ew. Okay? So kung kumagat ka ng ganyan, wag mo na ulitin. Okay? But you know what? Bulok na yung apple. In the same way, listen, our hearts are like that apple. If we're thinking, hindi naman ako masamang tao, wala naman ako masyadong ginagawang kasalanan, unti lang naman yung mga ginagawa ko. Deep inside our hearts is like this. Bulok na yung puso natin, contaminated na, sira na. You know why? Because of the seed of sin in our lives. Passed on from generation to generation, from Adam until to us. And now we are slaves to sin. We are alive in sinning at natural sa atin yung pagsisin. Alam niyo kung bakit? Sino dito nakita na ng baby? Okay. Okay, yung iba kawawa naman. Wala, no? Ako lang pala, no? Kawawa naman kayo. Hindi kayo nakita na. O bata, di ba? 1 year old. Pag ayaw niya yung pagkain na gagawin niya, namamalo siya, tama? Di ba? Or kung ayaw niya, isharan yung kalaro niya na gagawin niya, papaluin niya yung iba, di ba? Sino nagturo kay baby? Siyempre, hindi yung nanay, di ba? Alam nga naman sabihin yung nanay, anak, pag ayaw mo ng pagkain, paluin mo yung tatay mo, ha? Walang nagtuturo sa baby nun. It's just a sinful nature in us growing into sin na sa una pa lang, ganun na kagad siya ka-rebellious. It's us in our sins. We are own slaves to our own sin na either na-discover natin to mag-isa o natutunan natin sa iba. It's the sin growing deep from in the inside of our hearts and going out to our thoughts, in our words, and in our actions. And by that, we become slaves to sin. That's the bad news. We became slaves to sin. And what that did to us is this, is that you were dead in your trespasses and sins. Meaning, pag yung sinabi ko kanina, alive to sin, the real meaning is that we're dead. We're actually zombies. Tama yung katabi mo. O, ba't ka tumawa? Sama mo, ha? Okay. We're all dead because of our sins. That's why we're dead to God, because we're alive just sinning, waiting for us to die and eternally suffer it. Death starts when we come to this earth. Ba't ba pinapakain yung baby para habang lumalaki para hindi mamatay? Ba't ba tayo kailangan palang alagaan yung mga sarili natin? Because it leads to death. Our sins that enslaves us lead to death, not only physical death, but eternal separation from God. That is the kind of death that the Bible is telling us. That's the bad news. This is our destiny if we don't have God in our lives. That's the problem. We're all dead in our sins and trespasses. And by that, we are slaves to sin. Na parang tipong, bakit slaves to sin? Hindi mo mapigilan kung minsan, tama? Na tipong sa school, yung iba ganito, you're a slave to your own cheating arrangement. Diba? Yung kada quiz, activity, kahit ano na lang. Minsan kahit recitation o wala lang. Okay? Basta magsulat lang daw sa notebook, nangungopya ka pa. Na tipong dito ka, ako dito, ikaw dito pa pare. Para pagpasa ko sa kanyang sagot, bigay mo na lang sa kanya. Okay, triangle formation tayo, kopyahan ha. Slaves to our emotions. Di ba? Na lagi ka na lang galit. Minsan, nakakita na ba kayo ng ganun tao? Yung lagi na lang galit, yung matabig mo lang ng onti. Ano ba? Slaves tayo sometimes to vices and everything else of different habits. Diba? Na hindi ka na kailangan yayain. Ikaw pa yung nagyayaya. Tara, inom. Hindi na tayo kailangan yayain kung minsan. Tayo pa yung namumuno at di natin mapigilan. We all have different struggles that enslaved us kasi hindi na natin kayang pigilan to. It's the kind of sinfulness that we all have in our hearts. And by that, we get to different kinds of sins and patterns and habits na lahat tayo, nakulong tayo dun. Wala tayong magawa. Bakit paulit-ulit ko na lang nagagawa to? Alive in sinning. And by that, its effects are nare-reap natin. Nakukuha natin effects, di ba? Namumuhay ka, malungkot ka na. Feeling mo mag-isa ka, galit ka lagi, bitter ka. Walang kwenta yung buhay. It's all just a result. Kung isipin natin yun yung problema, hindi. It's just a result of the sin that enslaves all of us in our life. That's why God did the solution. Going to Romans chapter 6 still, verses 9 to 10, we go to the solution of God wherein He sent His Son, Jesus Christ. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over Him. You know what that speaks of? It speaks of the power of Jesus Christ. What He did in behalf of all of us. That's why in verse 10, for the death that He died to sin once for all. Sabihin niyo, once for all. But the life He lives to God. Ibig sabihin pala, yes, there's a bad news, but since God loves us so much, He had a solution. That Christ died to sin once for all. And it's for all of us as well. He displayed His power over the cross by dying on the cross for all our sins. Na ibig sabihin nun, yung kasalanan mo, kasalanan ko, kasalanan niya, kasalanan nating lahat at ng buong mundo, it was all at the back of Jesus, laid on His back, bore our sins, died and crucified for our behalf. Jesus lived a perfect sinless life when He came here on earth. So that He would be the only one qualified to die for our sins. That when He died from our sins, babalikan natin, di ba, verse 9, He rose again from the dead. Nothing could stop Him. If we could say that our lives, yung misery natin, yung being enslaved of sin, we could not stop it, Jesus has the power to stop it. And He proved that when He died on the cross and He rose again. Now that when He rose again, we have this life in Him that we get to enjoy and we get to accept Him, what He did once for all. Ibig sabihin, pag once for all, yun na yun, wala nang kailangan idagdag at tapos na yung ginawa niya para sa atin. Wala na tayong kailangan idagdag. Once for all, He died once, perfect, enough to pay for the sacrifice of our sins. And our sins are erased when we come to Him and accept Him in our lives. Because to some of us, we're not bad people, okay? Hindi pa naman ako nakapatay, di ba? Ipis lang gamlang, okay? Pero tao, hindi ako mamamatay tao. You know what? I come to church every Friday. Minsan kahit Saturday, kahit walang service. I come to church weekly. So that, para mas madami akong points kay Lord. Okay, Lord, ha? Nag-service ako every week. Lord, pag praise and worship, ako yung pinakamalakas. No power can stand against Him. Ginagano mo yung iba mo, di ba? Na pagtalun mo, intro pa lang, pagbaba mo, chorus na. Ganun ka kalupit mag-praise and worship. And then, you're thinking, Lord, ha? Pipraise and worship ako. Lord, pipraise and worship ako, ha? Kita mo to, Lord, ha? And to some of us, di ba, parang, ako nagbabasa nga akong Bible cover to cover every day, di ba? Holy Bible. ISBN 9780566. Di ba? Na, talagang cover to cover lang, no? Binabasa mo yun, Lord. Lord, ha? Nabasa ko, Lord. Nabasa ko. And, pe-pray ako, Lord. 3 times a day nga ako nagpe-pray. Umaga, umaga, umaga. Lord, prayerful ako, ha? And, thinking about that, if we're thinking that we're doing all these things just to be saved and to get our sins erased, na tipong sasabihin mo, mag-service ako para kahit pa paano mabawasan naman yung kasalanan ko. Praise and worship ako, kanta ako, babasa ako, magpe-pray ako para kahit pa paano naman matanggap ako ni Lord. By doing all these things, you're being slave to your own religiosity. Being slave to your own religiosity, thinking that you will be saved and you will be forgiven of all your sins because you did this for God. But what the Bible says is that once for all, He died for us. Once for all, wala na tayong kailangan idagdag. What we have to do is accept it and be humble enough to admit to God that I sinned against you. Now I want to accept you in my life. And by that, we are declaring that Jesus is Lord over our lives. And that He is the only one who could save us from our sins. I'm not saying reading the Bible is bad. Actually, we get all of this by reading the Bible. I'm not saying that going here every week is bad. Baka iba sa inyo dito, di na umattend next week. Sabi kasi ni Kuya din last week. I'm not saying that praying is bad. But what I'm saying, if you're doing all these things just to get 1 point from God, 1 point for salvation, 1 point for forgiveness of sins, that will all be nothing. Because the sacrifice of Jesus Christ that made us, that has been given to us and showed to us and displayed to us is destined for us to be set free from all our sins and the thinking of religiosity. Now, if we do this for God, we become good. We come to Him to heaven one day. If we only do these things, by that we are also enslaved by our own religiosity. What Jesus did for us is a great reminder and a great picture of great love. If we're thinking that we could do things so that God could accept us, let me tell you that nothing you can do so that God would love you more. And there's nothing that you have done that will make God love you less. God displayed His perfect sacrifice and perfect love to you on the cross. And by that, we don't have to add anything. We don't have to be afraid on coming before God na, Lord, ito ako makasalanan. Ito ako, Lord, I'm enslaved by this sin. But what we can do is accept and be humble enough to know that we are sinful and accept that God has died for our sins and know that this is the only way that I will be free. Jesus Christ is the only way that I will be free. This is what He did for us. And by that, what's next after that? Yes, we know that we had a problem of sin enslaving us in our lives so that we can't live free. And this is God's solution. And now, what what is the result of that solution that God has for us? It doesn't stop there. Continues on as we read and go back to verse 8 of chapter 6. Sabi dito, di ba? Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with Him. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Now, with what Jesus Christ did, but knowing that ngayon meron na tayo nito, we can live with Him and we can declare that we're dead to sin, we now have a new identity, a new position in God that we are dead to sin and alive in Christ. And before, when we were not in God yet, and if we are not in God yet, we are just alive, sinning, but still dead eternally because we're dead to God. But now, because of Jesus' sacrifice, He is the only truth and the way for us. Now, we could believe that this is our new position in Him, our new identity in Him, that we are dead to sin and alive in Christ. And what does that give us? And what does that secure us of having in our lives? That we can have a new life. We have a new life in Jesus Christ. Verse 8, if we go back in that, diba? Sabi, we will also live with Him. We can honestly and truly and declare that in our lives, truly say that we are with God and I am in God. That we get to live with Him and in Him for the rest of our lives. Na tipong, minsan ba, sino nag-isip dito, gusto mo ng reset button sa buhay mo? Diba? Dalawa lang kami, no? Tatlo, apat. Okay. Reset button sa buhay natin na parang gusto ko, pwede bang magsimula ulit? Ha? Yung identity ko kasi sa school, eto na eh, ako na yung kopyador. Okay? Kilala nila ako si kopyador. Okay? Uy, layo ka dyan, kukopya yan. Kilala nila ako kasi boy mura, di ba? Girl mura. Lahat ng lumabas, mura. Walang pagmamahal, mura lang. Okay? Wow, nagawaan mo pa ng paraan yun, ha? Okay. Iba, di ba? Sabi, ikaw si boy Yossi, boy alak, boy bastos, lahat ng lalagyan ng boy. O kaya, pag girl ka, lalagyan lang lahat ng girl, di ba? Suplado ka, chick boy ka, di ba? Lahat to, naging struggle natin. Kasi yung tipong pag nakikita ka pa lang nila, di ba? Ako, yan. Ganyan yan. Nakakita lang ng maganda yan, gusto niya syutain. Kilala ka na bilang ganun. Kilala ka na bilang ganitong klaseng tao. But you know what? We could have a new start. But starting, sometimes we just think about it as living a life that's if punta akong probinsya, babaguhin ko yung buhay ko, iiwan ko lahat dito sa Maynila, punta akong probinsya, titira ako sa isang talahiban, may kubo, ito na yung bago kong buhay, ito na rin yung bago kong pangalan, ano na ako, si Bernardo, okay? Ito na yung pangalan ko, bago na yung identity ko. Okay, gagawin ko lahat para linisin ko yung pangalan ko, kumuha kang walis, okay, bunot, kahit ano. Basta malinis yung pangalan ko. But you know what sticks in our hearts is guilt. Hindi pa rin tayo makatulog because of the conscience. But what Jesus is offering us is a different kind of life now. It's like having a reset button and knowing that in Jesus Christ, anything that the enemy could tell you or others would say, that's not you anymore. How? By this, when we live in Him and we live with Him, we are dead to sin. Dead to sin means you're not your old self anymore. You're not your old self anymore. Let me just share with you an example. Merong aso yung tita ko, pangalan niya Cindy. Okay? Tapos si Cindy, nandun lang siya sa cage niya. Tapos ikot-ikot lang siya dun, okay? Sa cage. Yun yung buhay niya, kala niya freedom na siya, no? Ikot-ikot siya. Woo, bilis ko na! Kain siya, di ba? Tapos ikot ulit siya. Yun na yung naging buhay niya, paikot-ikot. Tapos one time, binuksan namin, pinakawala namin, paglabas niya, umiikot pa din siya. Because for the most time of his life, of her life, si Cindy, nandun siya sa loob, umiikot lang siya. So paglabas niya, umiikot din siya. Hindi na bago yung buhay niya. Imbis na tumakbo siya doon, papunta doon, at kung saan-saan, pumunta siya sa amo niya, umiikot lang din siya. What does that tell us? Before This Is Our Life, we were inside that cage, thinking we're free, we're happy, running around. Bisyo dito, bisyo dyan, babae doon, lalaki dyan, relationship dito, okay, party dyan, uwi ako ng gabi, lahat ng to gagawin ko, I'm free. But you know what? You're inside the cage of sin. Thinking you're happy, you're just satisfied on sinning and sinning and sinning in your life. But what God said, we're dead to sin, we're out of the cage. Some of us, we still live like we're inside the cage. Parang si Cindy, paikot-ikot lang din. Nasa labas ka na nga, ganun pa rin yung buhay mo. Sige, bisyo dyan, bisyo dito, babae doon, lalaki doon, okay? Lahat, pa, ganun pa rin yung buhay natin. It's not the kind of life God wants for us. We have a new life in Him. When God says we're dead to sin, what it means is that the old Dean is dead. The old you is dead. It's dead. It's not gonna be anymore running around circles after circles of sin and cycle of sin outside of my cage. But it's now a new life that you pursue the purpose of God in your life. You pursue what's honoring to God in your life because that's a new life. That's being free. A life in God is a life of freedom. And what God is wanting to give us also is not just a new life, a new identity in our lives. We could live with new power. Sabihin niyo, power. With the new power, it says, di ba, babalikan natin doon, sabi doon, we're dead to sin. We're dead to sin. Sino dito nakakita na ng bangkay? Ito may katabi mo. Okay. Pag ganunin mo, pwede na? Okay. Hindi yan, okay. But to tell you honestly, yung isang bangkay, or is a corpse, pag minimake-up niya ng makeup artist niya, hindi na gumagalaw yan, tama? Hindi na yan, ayun, nakikiliti ako, teka lang. Okay. Hindi na yan, nareklamo na, masikip yung barong ko eh. Okay? Masikip yung saya ko, okay? Maikli yung palda ko. Hindi na gagalaw yan sa kahit anong kilite o galaw ng nung nag-makeup artist yan. Alam mo kung bakit? Tanungin nyo ako bakit? Patay na yun eh. Di ba? Pag patay na yun, since patay na yun, kahit anong kiliti pa nun, hindi na mag-respond yun. In the same way, the old us, as we said a while ago, we have a new life, patay na yung dati, kahit anong kiliti ng demonyo sa atin, temptation and whatever, hindi na tayo magre-respond. Patay na kasi yung dating yun. Ito na ako, bago na ako, kay God na ako. This is a new power of control and wanting to honor God in your life. This is a new life in God. A new power to have self-control and kindness and goodness in everything that you do. By that, you are living in freedom. It's even said, why could you say there's power since you're dead in sin? Kasi nga, alive. We are already alive in God. And in God, there is power. Even as the Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. You know what the Spirit of the Lord of our God brings? It brings power in our lives. The power of changed life. The power to say no to temptation. The power to say no to sin. The power to honor God in our lives. And that kind of power is in us, is with us, and we are alive in that. And by that, this power brings freedom in our lives. If we're thinking, you're coming here and you're listening at the start, na ito yung freedom na gusto ko, the freedom, the true meaning of freedom is this. It's not the right to do everything that you want, whatever you want, and wherever you want. It's not that. True freedom is that you could do what you have the power to do what is right and honorable to God. That is true freedom. Doing whatever you want in rebellion and sin is just slavery. You can't live free. But living in God, living in His presence, that's being free. That's the power that sets us free, allows us to live free. That whatever the enemy throws back at us, we could say, I have a new life. I have the power to say no because I am in Jesus Christ. I am alive in Him. What I do, I will honor God in my life. This is who my God is, and this is who I am in my God. I have a new life, and I have a new power. Let me tell you again that true freedom is not the right to do whatever you want, but the power to do what is right and honorable to God. That's true freedom. Let's all live in freedom. And even if you're here, probably you've been coming or matagal ka dito, you have a relationship with God for so long, but you think, na parang nagsustruggle pa rin ako. You know what? This could be the start that you don't have to struggle at anything at all. Because you know that you are already dead to sin. The old you is gone. The enemy could not condemn you about it. What God could do is to just empower you to do what is right and honorable to Him. Because what Jesus Christ has done for us is all enough. It's more than enough. Once for all, it has provided us a new life and a new power that we could go on and live with that from today, for the rest of our lives, and forever. We will live in God. We will live with God. We will be with Him. Father, thank you for your word, and thank you that we can live a new life in you. We have a new life in you. And as we worship you, let this be a declaration of our faith that our lives are new. And there is a power within us that could honor you for the rest of our days. Don't have to struggle. We just have to honor you because we know that the old self is gone. And we pray that we worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me pray for people right here who's probably been following God for many days now, or matagal ka na dito, that you know that you have a relationship with God, and yet you still struggle and you can't live free. Still struggle with temptations and sins. God is telling you right now that you could actually be set free from that. If that's you, no shame here. This is a safe environment that as we humble down our lives to God. Could you just raise your hand? Let's pray. Father, thank you for all these people just raising up their hands, God. Bowing and raising up their hands and lifting up their hearts to you, saying, we repent of everything, God, that we don't do that honor you, that we have done against you, God. We pray, God, that in this struggle, we know that the old me is gone. The old life is gone. It's dead. And now we declare a life of power in our lives, Lord God. That we know we could overcome everything. We could say no to any temptation and sin. And we could just live out our lives being free in you. The power to do what is right and honorable to you. Because we owe our lives to you. We are in you. We are alive in you. By that we declare to thank you that you are with us. The new life and the new power with us. We declare it in our lives in Jesus' name. Put down your hands. And another group of people, probably, hindi ka nagsustruggle ngayon, pero there are voices telling you that this is who you are. You'll never get to change. Ito yung past mo. Ito ka, oh. But you know what? This condemnation is just a lie because you are in Jesus Christ right now. But you know in your heart na parang nako-condemn ka of what you have done in the past, of the past life that you have. No shame here. Just raise your hand. Let's pray together. Humbly, just raise your hands and come before God in repentance and pray. Lord, we thank you that even as these people has been lifting up their hands, Lord God, kahit na parang, Lord, I'm trying to honor you, God. I'm giving my all to honor you. But Lord, these voices, the lie of the enemy condemning me of my past, Lord, I speak against that in Jesus' name, Lord God. That in their hearts, you set them free of all this bondage and heaviness of their heart, Lord. That they would get to be free in their minds and from their heart palang, Lord God. You clean it, Lord God. You've already cleansed that, Lord God. And like the apple, it's already new because we are in you. That's why we pray right now to thank you that there is no more condemnation in Jesus Christ. We live a new life in you, in Jesus' name.